The month of May is upon us, and that means one thing. Another month, another major championship tournament. It's the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow. Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, return to a place they have dominated in the past. Let's talk about it right here on the Drew Busney Show. And again, I'm proud to welcome you into our WRUC recording studio live at Union College in Schenectady, New York. And today we talk the PGA Championship, golf's second major, taking place this year at Quail Hollow. And we've talked about this on our Masters special just about a month ago. It's not a major championship venue. It's a place that has held a tournament for the last couple centuries, probably. Who knows? It's been forever, holding the Wells Fargo. And then when the Wells Fargo doesn't take place at Quail Hollow, it hosts the President's Cup. So it's a course that most of the golfers, probably all golfers, are very familiar of. And is that what a major championship venue should be? You look at the U.S. Open tournaments. They go to Oakmont. They go to Pinehurst. They go to Pebble Beach, but we'll leave that out for discussion. They go to Marion. They go to courses, again, with the exception of Pebble and Riviera in 2031. They're places that don't host regular PGA Tour events. Quail Hollow has always hosted the Wells Fargo. So is that really a test? We get the best golfers together from LIV, from the DP World Tour, from the PGA Tour. We get them together four times a year. The Masters, the PGA, the U.S. Open, and the Open. And to use one of those times and really waste it on a venue everyone knows doesn't seem like the right decision. If we're going to get the best golfers together four times a year, and we don't change Augusta National, so three times a year, we should choose the three hardest courses, two in the United States and then one, obviously, international at the Open. But it seems like the U.S. Open gets that. Pinehurst, you know, they won at 5-6 under. Country Club a couple years before, it was 5 under. Get rid of LACC, that was a fluke. But that was still, you know, I think it was 8 under or whatever it was. And so their tournaments, actually, the U.S. Open, that is on the lower end of it. But Quail Hollow, the winners are in the double digits, 15, 16, 17 under. And it feels like that if we have four chances where the best golfers are together, it should be four chances where we really seem struggle. Because in all honesty, we really do not see the pro golfers struggle that often. Scottie Scheffler won the CJ Cup Byron Nelson at 31 under par. Where was the struggle in that? He made one mistake. Most of the tournaments, it's a birdie fest. And we've talked about it before on the show, but we need to test the golfers. People like to see them struggle. It should be difficult to win a tournament. And it feels like the tournaments right now, it's not really a test. It's just birdie, 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 birdie. And yes, some of the golfers obviously don't play well, so they don't make the birdies. But the score shouldn't be 31 under par. And if we have this chance to test the golfers, and we have four chances to test all the golfers, then we should get it very close to being, you know, the winner at 1 under, 2 under, 3 under. And so Quail Hollow doesn't seem like it's the right choice to host a major championship. It feels like should we be going to courses that no one really has ever played. There are so many good courses. Because the Wells Fargo Championship happens a week before the PGA Championship, obviously they can't go Quail Hollow back-to-back. So they're moving it to the Philadelphia Cricket Club. And by the way, it looks at it, it's a beautiful course. We'll see how hard it is, but I'm going to be the first one to say that if we play the Wells Fargo Championship, it's now called the Truist Championship, at the Philadelphia Cricket Course this week, and the winners struggle, and it's a low-scoring tournament, then what's to say? Why couldn't we just hold the PGA Championship there? Why did we have to move a signature event where only the PGA Tour players go to have them struggle? Then go to Quail Hollow. That's been statistically an easier course. And so to me, that thought process of where we're going to host the best golfers one of the four times a year, it doesn't seem like that happened. And I know there's a lot of planning and you have to choose the courses well out in advance. But to me, it just doesn't seem, very obviously to me at least, it does not seem like it's the right choice. it seems like it was kind of a mistake. And you can sit here and say, oh, the Liv guys don't really play it anymore. It's been 3 years. But who cares? They've played it before. They have their old yardage books. They know the course inside and out. Because once you play a course, you really know it. And so, if we want the best TV product, and we want the best product of golf, and we have four chances a year to get this best product of all the best golfers in the world, this seems like it's a waste. Because we are going to a course everyone knows. There's no advantage anymore. They know this course. And what is the PGA of America doing, who runs the PGA Championship? What are they doing to the course that's different than what the PGA Tour does to the Wells Fargo Championship? It's not like they're adding bunkers or changing greens or making the course longer. The rough may be a little bit longer. The greens may be a little bit faster, but it's still the same layout and it's still the same course. And the pin positions are most likely going to be in similar spots. Because greens can only have a certain amount of pin positions, and you need hard ones for tournaments. And so they've probably all been used in past tournaments for the Wells Fargo Championship. So what is the PGA of America doing that's different? And to me, it doesn't seem like there's much they can do. They can make the rough grow out an inch more. They can make the greens run out of 14 instead of a 13. But those are minuscule changes that aren't going to really change the outcome of the tournament. And talking about the outcome of the tournament, there's two golfers that time and time again have been great playing at Quail Hollow. That's Justin Thomas, and that's Rory McIlroy. Justin Thomas won the last PGA Championship at Quail Hollow. Rory McIlroy has won four Wells Fargo Championships so far. And so obviously they come in as the favorite because they have proven to us that they can win at this course. They have come in before and they've dominated. But that adds to what I was just saying. If we know all these golfers can dominate this course, what's the test here? It doesn't make sense. To me, at least. And you look at the 2017 PGA Championship. The cut came at 5 over. Which isn't good. It's not bad. But then a couple years later, they add it's going back. And it's just, it doesn't make sense. And I would love to know the thought process. And Justin Thomas won at 8 under, which is a little bit less than what the Wells Fargo Championships are. But that was 2017 when they didn't hit it as far. And I don't think the golfers were as good. And so you look at this new evolution of golfers, the Bryson DeChambeau, the Scottie Scheffler, players that are atop the leaderboards now, Xander Schauffele, that were not really atop the leaderboard back then. So this 8-under score in 2017, if you want to inflate it, that probably nowadays is probably looking at what the Wells Fargo Championship is. Because it's simple. The golfers are just better than what they used to be. And there's this new trend. And then you look at the Wells Fargo Championship from 2016. It was won in a playoff at 9 under. So the year before, the Wells Fargo was 9 under. And then the next year, Justin Thomas won at 8 under. So the scores were lower back then, but there was no difference between the PGA Championship and the Wells Fargo Championship. So if Rory McIlroy won last year in the double digits, then I'm guessing the winner is going to be this year at the double digits, because that's what the trend taught us last time they were here. But you have to imagine, at least if we just want to focus on Rory for right now, getting the career Grand Slam off his chest, he's playing freer. You could just see it in the media conference he had at the Zurich Classic. You could just tell that the weight was off his shoulders. He was making jokes about himself. There was no stress anymore in his game. And people are saying, is he going to make another run? And boy, the major championship venues this year make it seem like he could be. Again, Quail Hollow, he's been so successful there. Oakmont for the U.S. Open, long hitters course. Rory, one of the longest hitters on the tour. And then the Open Championship being in Ireland, where Rory McIlroy is from. All signs point to Rory McIlroy having a monster career year. But you look at other golfers. Justin Thomas, he succeeded there. He has that winless drought gone. He won for the first time since his last PGA Championship win. He's been playing good golf, and he plays well at Quail Hollow. He always has been. And then you look at Scotty. Scotty won by 8 strokes at the CJ Cup. He's been in contention, but now he's over the hump for this year. And then you look at Bryson. 3 Sundays in a row in contention in the Masters, live in Mexico, and just won in Live Korea. All the top golfers in the world are playing well. And so I think the field is at a better level than it was for the Masters. And the Masters is this more historic tournament, and a lot of nostalgia there. It's the first major of the year. Many people haven't played too many tournaments, haven't found their form, but they find their form usually around now. It gets warmer out. They practice a little more. It's a better time of year to play golf. And you look at probably the top 3 golfers in the world right now, Bryson, Rory, Scotty, they're playing the best golf they've probably played all year. And so this tournament's being set up to be probably a really good one. And to me, a dream scenario would be, you know, Rory, McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau. They're in the last 2-3 groups on Sunday, all within a shot of each other. And it's this battle. One person takes lead on the second hole, then 2 holes leader. You know, they take a bogey and another one takes lead. And it's this constant fight between the top 3 golfers in the world. And that's what you want. That's what you want in a major championship, is you want the best golfers in the world on Sunday to be hashing it out. One person takes it. It's back to Todd. Another one does. And it comes down to the 71st, 72nd hole. That's what you want. Golf this week with the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson, was so boring. That's not what you want in golf. You don't want a golfer winning by 8 strokes. As much as it's Scotty Scheffler, it's just, you have to think about the TV entertainment up. The entertainment of watching. And that's not what it is. That's not what you get. So all I ask for is a tournament that's close. Because that's what golf fans deserve. If we're only going to get the best golfers 4 times a year, then we deserve an absolute treat of a tournament. And we got that at the Masters. That was probably the best Masters tournament in my lifetime. It hasn't been in a long lifetime, but in a while, that was the best Masters tournament. So can we continue on that trend? We'll see. We'll go through each player after a short break. This is the PGA Championship special on the Drew Busney Show.